At the New York International Antiquarian Book Fair, it's all about books in their original paper form.
I love them.
One of the highlights this year is also one of the smallest items, this never-published manuscript written as a child by Charlotte Bronte, whose 19th-century novels are considered classics of English literature. A series of 10 poems, only one copy exists, bound together by hand. The last time it was seen was 1916. It's selling for $1.2 million.
It was rediscovered, tucked inside an envelope, inside a book. That's really, it's so fragile and so fugitive, that's the only reason it survived.
And Washington has this great habit.
With 185 exhibitors, this is one of the largest antique book fairs anywhere in the world. Organizers say between $5 and $15 million will change hands over the four-day event. While the focus is on books, there are also other rare collectibles for sale.
The thing about this show is it has a wide variety of dealers from all over the world. I think we have something like 13 or 14 different countries here this year.
Just last year, around 825 million books were sold around the world. And we're not talking about digital books that you find on your phone or a tablet. We're talking about paper books. The sales jumped nearly 8% in 1 year. And during the pandemic, book sales jumped nearly 20%.
There's also plenty to keep younger people interested, like this collection of books that belong to the English singer and songwriter Amy Winehouse.
We are shocked to see that she was working on song lyrics in the book. Winehouse was really famous as a songwriter, as a lyricist. And you can see here a window into her process in a completely unexpected place.
She believes age should be no barrier to starting a collection.
Whatever you're interested in, there's a book about it, and there's probably more than one. And so you can explore that passion through books.
In a world that is quickly moving all things digital, this is a place where book lovers can marvel at unique written words on something other than a screen. Gabriel Zondo, Al Jazeera, New York.